I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, Saturday, September 17th. If you're in the Northern Hemisphere, look in the east just after sunset tonight for the legendary Harvest Moon, the full moon closest to the September equinox.
Most of the year, the moon rises about 50 minutes later than the day before. But from temperate latitudes in the Northern Hemisphere right now, the time between one day's moonrise and the next is a little shorter, more like 40 minutes.
Meanwhile, from the Southern Hemisphere, the opposite is true. There's a full moon visible from that hemisphere as well. When it's full, the moon is full for the entire Earth. But there's an unusually long time, more than an hour, between moonrises on successive days this weekend for people in places like Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and South America. The reason has to do with the path of the moon across the sky as seen from different parts of Earth.
At this time of year from this hemisphere, the ecliptic or path of the sun, moon, and planets makes a narrow angle with the eastern horizon in the evening. Meanwhile, from the southern hemisphere, the angle of the ecliptic is steeper than usual. This difference causes the unusually short or long time between successive moonrises. In this hemisphere now, the time between sunset and moonrise is very short.
Before the days of tractor lights, the light of the full moon was said to help farmers bring in the crops. Hence the name Harvest Moon. For today, that's our show. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.